There was good news out of Liberia last month when it was declared free of Ebola. The virus couldn't have hit at a worse time. Liberia is still recovering from years of civil war. Hundreds of thousands died in the fighting, and half the Liberian population was displaced. The conflict also wreaked havoc on the country's education system. Many teachers in Liberia don't even have a basic education themselves. But one family that fled the country decided to come back and tackle that problem. From the capital, Monrovia, Prue Clark has our story.
In 1989, Mamawa Freeman Moore was a teacher and the mother of three little girls in Liberia. She just won a Fulbright scholarship to spend 2 years studying education at Columbia University. It seemed to her family like she'd won the lottery.
To myself, it was like surreal, but everybody agreed. You say, oh, it's a good idea, go ahead.
Mamawa's mother and sister moved in to help with the girls, and she got on a plane for New York with no clue what was about to engulf her country. Then came Charles Taylor. Within months of Mamawa's departure, he launched the Reign of Terror that would kill 250,000 people. Mamawa's husband fled the besieged capital with the girls, carrying them on his back, sleeping in the forest, eating whatever they could find. In New York, Mamawa heard nothing.
The only news was what I saw on CNN.
There are no landlines, no cell phones.
No.
News reports from Liberia were filled with stories of brutality in child soldiers. On top of it all, she was pregnant. She would give birth to a son in New York, not knowing whether the rest of her family was alive or dead. After the baby arrived, she made a decision.
I went to my sponsors and said, I have to go home. I don't know how, but by the grace of God, I have to go home. Go find them somewhere, somehow.
Mamawa flew to neighbouring Sierra Leone, and on the border she found a woman fighter who knew where her family was and was willing to bring them out.
After almost a week, she brought my family. It was a joyful day, very, very happy, but I'll never forget that day.
25 years later, Mamawa is back living in Monrovia, and her daughter Waitu has opened a bookstore here.
With words so small they had to pinch their eyes to see. Where are they at now? Where are we looking at now?
In the market.
They're in the market.
Waitu Moore was 5 when they fled. She remembers the emotional reunion with her mother and eventually settling in Houston, Texas. She also remembers the trauma that made her a shy little girl, plagued by nightmares. Mamawa encouraged her children into the arts, hoping it would provide some relief.
I read and wrote and read and wrote. I was just an avid reader. My face was always buried in a book, and it helped me to heal in a lot of ways, helped me to find my voice.
In 2014, Waitu took her first trip back to visit her parents. She was once a traumatized little girl who'd found a sanctuary in books. Now she was sad to see the children of her country didn't have the same outlet. There were no bookstores or libraries. Reading was not something children did for pleasure. They only read when required for school, and Waitu quickly realized why. Like most poor nations, Liberia depends on donations of books from the West.
And these books are about Bobby playing baseball and, you know, Cindy on the cul-de-sac and, you know, and cricket, because there are some books that will come from the UK as well, and pizza and things that really aren't typical of the everyday local Liberian child. So what are examples of Bagba that happened in the story?
Bobby was the...
Waitu set out to make books that spoke to the kind of real experience she'd had. She called her sister an artist, and together they produced the first book ever done for Liberian children. They formed a publisher, One More Books. An artist brother and other Liberian writers joined in. And when Waitu was back, she leads story time readings of these books in her bookstore.
Liberia dollar given to the police officer.
Today's book is called Bagba, one of the books in the series. The title is a Liberian word meaning corruption. Bagba is on the curriculum in 10 Liberian schools. Mamawa and Waitu are pushing the education ministry to adopt it more widely. They know this is just one piece of a very complicated puzzle.
It's my duty, because I could have easily been, God forbid, stuck in the war, and I could be the woman who's sending my daughter out after school to sell just to make ends meet and to support our family. And I would hope that someone came back and, you know, cared enough to give to her.
And Waiutu's first book, a magical realism novel set in Liberia, will be published later this year. She'll use any publicity to persuade donors to invest in books that will make African children excited to read. For The World, Prue Clark, Monrovia.